Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you pick that because of the whistling, Ken Laird?
Well, and also Manfred Mann's birthday today.
Oh!
Perfect time to bring it out.
Wait, Manfred Mann is still alive?
Yeah, 81.
Yeah, he's the commissioner of baseball.
Right.
Jinx scenario.
And right Wiggy there. Loves that song.
I do love that. I've been a fan of them for, wow, Jesus. At least 6 years.
By the way, can we at some point, probably not today because we're running up against it, a list of what Wiggy believes in? And what Wiggy thinks is crazy. Because it's diametrically opposed, I think, to most everybody else.
No.
Well, give me an example.
Well, so he believes that this Astros situation is totally untrue. There's no way they're cheating.
Show of hands, who believes that it's not true?
Me. I believe it's pathetic.
So I'm not the only Curtis.
I think it is pathetic.
Right.
For Red Sox
I do think
fans.
It's fun to talk about, though.
Right.
No, it's fun to talk about, yeah. But it's pathetic. The bats have gone silent. I got excited because Lou, when we were talking to Lou, he reminded me that this team has come back left and right this season. That's what they do. So, but anyway, go ahead, Curtis. Give me a good example.
Okay, now what he believes that Tupac is alive.
Well, there's been actual sightings of Tupac alive, and he had music come out after he passed away. So,
well, that happens often.
Like as a good, I told you, as a good detective, I'm a huge fan of the first 48 and. The good detectives that solve these cases, they look for the evidence. So there's the evidence.
What's the
next
evidence?
One? I just told you. There have been Tupac sightings. We have
by
pictures.
Online sleuths.
Well,
Where was he last sighted?
I want to say it was Belize.
You want to say, or do you have evidence he was in Belize?
I can't remember. I can't remember the
good
pictures.
Investigators had evidence.
Yeah, but there's pictures out there. Just Google it.
Why do I have to Google it?
And I saw him. And I saw him at the Celtics game on TV. Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
I actually took a picture of it
on TV.
Yeah, he was in the stands watching the Celtics.
Where was he sitting? Courtside.
Yeah,
I mean, Tupac would be sitting courtside if he were.
No, but he wasn't court. He was just a few rows back because he did not want to be courtside where everybody like, yo, Tupac's on the court. So there you go. There's my rebuttal to your.
What is it again? I'm sorry.
That there's actually been sightings of Tupac.
Okay, give me an actual news story on Tupac being sighted, please.
Oh, now I got to Google it. Jesus, my own. All right, I'll get you one, Curtis. I'll give you a news.
While we wait, this is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Courtney.
Hi, Joe.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, dear Courtney. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
You're fitting right in, Courtney. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. That's so interesting. My grandmother used to end, every time she called me to sing happy birthday, she would end it with and many more, just like Joe just did. That was so nice.
What is happening? I've lost complete control of this program.
That was nice. Why?
Happy birthday, Chris Curtis.
It's very nice. Very nice.
Rolling Stones magazine, Tupac is alive and in New Mexico and plans to make a movie about it, this guy. Let's see what his name is.
Tupac's going to make a movie
no,
of it?
No, this guy is going to make a movie of it. All right. In order to read the full story, I have to subscribe to.
Oh, man. Oh, no, that doesn't work.
But there's actual
go
video.
Go back to searching for penis pumps.
There's currently no regarding be able to see the low budget film. It's, you know, it's a movie about Pac. This guy's gonna make.
Oh,
but
right.
He's alive.
great research.
Would you like me to make my mom's cheese chicken for your birthday?
I would love that. That would be an honor.
Maybe I could do that. It'd
be an honor.
Maybe I could do that. This is Maxwell. Hello, Maxwell.
Greg, extremely sorry about your mother.
Thank you.
Courtney, happy birthday. I hope Santos gets you 30 dozen roses.
Thank
dropping
you.
A little idea for Santos.
Thank
Whitty,
you.
What's up?
What
up? Headphones as always. Always watching on the Twitch. I just wanted to say I was at game four the other night. I was sitting behind third base on the third base side. And down the right field line where the pesky pole is, I noticed it in the top of the first right off the bat when Houston was up. There would be a red light that would flash, like you would go for your eye test, and then there'd be a green light flashing. And it would only happen when the Astros were up. And it kept going all the way to the ninth. So just dropping out a little thought
there.
So it was
in essentially in the crowd out and right by Pesky Pole.
Yes. Yep. Down on the right field line. I would also hear whistling, too. So just dropping a little thought there. I want to hear what you guys' thoughts are.
Well, I just think it's, again, yesterday it was the ump, Diaz. Mm-hmm. Today it's their cheating. I mean, it's kind of pathetic to me.
Well, we'll know if the MLB is really pulling strings if the Red Sox go and absolutely destroy them on Friday night on the road and it pushes it to a game seven. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden they're alive again.
Courtney, who's that right there?
That looks like Tupac.
Tupac from 2020 Mirror.
We've lost Wiggy.
Sighting of Tupac by Jimmy Poole.
Wait, now your source is the Mirror?
Yeah, and
is a tabloid in England?
But that does look exactly like him.
There's a picture of Tupac.
And I looked up the story. It's not the Rolling Stones magazine. And secondly, there's no paywall. You can read the whole thing.
See them right there? Okay, and now let me give you the headline.
Oh, wait, so there's a guy who looks like Tupac.
No, what's that say? Tupac says, alive and well.
It says Tupac alive and well in Belize after new photo sighting is leaked.
Why is he staying in Belize?
Well, because they got great weather down
there. Why
right.
not?
And what's, look at the what? Story. Look at the roll. Scroll down to the story below it.
Okay, which one?
Look at Will and Jada Smith in throuple relationship with space alien.
What are we doing?
I'm just telling you. Hey, listen. I told you there was photos of him in Belize, and there's a picture of, and this is Tupac.
I don't even know.
Wiggy, would you ever have a threesome with a robot like we talked about in the news?
Would you? This
have you seen some of those sex dolls? They look lifelike.
This question came in earlier on the text line.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever consider robot dancers at Dossiers?
No.
No.
Okay,
no.
No.
Not working.
Like a hard no, geez.
No, and if it's more of the...
Oh, jeez, I don't want to talk about things.
If it's more of the... And we had this conversation when Danielle was here at Courtney. I don't remember, but some of these, like, people buy these sex dolls, right? And they marry them. I think she had a story of a guy who married a sex doll. And some of them are lifelike.
Right.
Like, they look like humans, and they're like $10,000, $20,000. So I think if you were to say, could I have a dancer that looked like that, and that was lifelike, you know what? You probably would hire them.
There have been a lot of people that have, like, crazy people that have gone and gotten plastic surgery to look like sex dolls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they want the mouth to be that circular with the big lips around, you know? There's a lot of people.
Waiting for Ken to play it.
Dale here.
I will say that the Mirror yesterday, they had a Dale sighting.
Cease and desist. Dale, if you're listening, sue these guys.
They just found a crate and they attached it to Dale.
Why, is the Mirror something I shouldn't believe?
God.
Grow up.
Wiggy, I love you.
Well,
all right.
You buy into the onion?
I don't. No.
No.
I think the onion is purposefully fraudulent. It's satire. It's.
Maybe I'm thinking of OAR or ORA. What's the one that you buy?
OAN. Into?
OAN, yes, you guys believe.
I've never watched the OAN network once in my life, never.
Well, Curtis talks about it all the time.
I don't talk about it all the time, but I do say Chanel Rione is an up-and-comer.
I'm always, my biggest source is always the Daily Mail, and people ridicule me for that, as if that's not a legitimate news outlet.
Well, I like the Daily Mail.
I go there, see?
Daily Mail has the best stories, and they're pretty accurate.
People used to make fun of TMZ
all the time. Accurate.
Well, they are, Ken.
Close enough, sorry.
What, do you have an issue with the Daily Mail? Is that some sort of a right-wing
rag or something?
Who's been more wrong, the Globe or Daily Mail? The Globe, thank you.
People
used to make fun of TMZ all the time. They're always right.
All right, we got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Mac Jones joins Maroney and Fourier every Patriots Monday.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Let's revisit this Red Sox lineup situation, shall we? Courtney brought this up.
Yep.
Cora's not making changes. Historically bad series going on from Hunter Renfroe. Alex Speer of the Globe, Curtis, pointed this out. Hunter Renfroe joins Irv Noreen of the 1955 Yankees as the only players ever.
You have to tell Greg about Irv Noreen.
Yeah. they used to call him Nervy Irvy. The way he stared down the pitcher. Nervy Irvy. But what? Yeah, what?
Hunter and Irv, the only players with multiple games, with multiple grounded into double plays in a single postseason. He's also tied a major league record with 5 GIDPs in a single playoff series. Yeah. Horrible at bat last night in the fifth.
How would you shuffle things up getting him out of there?
Well, I don't know. I don't think they have a better this lineup worked up until these last two games. You just got to hope he comes out of it.
Why don't you just put Dahlbeck,
I guess.
Put him at first, right?
Bobby D at first.
And put Schwarbs in the outfield for Renfroe.
Whoa. Houston's got a tough outfield. I don't know if I'd put Schwarber out there.
All right, well, I'm just going to throw some ideas at you.
Here's what Cora said.
No, obviously, we didn't like it, but this is a guy that, you know, throughout the season, he's done an amazing job, you know, and he's played great defense for us. He's been good offensively. So, you know, we'll keep rolling them out there. And, you know, tomorrow's a good day to reset, talk about what's going on, what they've done the last 2 days, and make adjustments. You know, we got the right guy on the mound for game 6. You know, there's a guy that has been amazing for all of us, and we know we can hit.
Has Bobby Dahlbeck ever played the outfield? I guess it really doesn't matter. They put Schwarber at first base. He never played there. So put Dahlbeck in the outfield.
That didn't matter yesterday.
It bit you in the ass yesterday. But up to then, it was pretty good.
Well, Boston teams never lose big games in Texas. Super Bowl victories down there.
That's right, 28-3.
Long time since they lost an ALCS, too. 14 years, I think. So don't lose the faith yet, Hill Dog. Tomorrow night, game 6.
All right.
On the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Last night, not good for the Celtics nor the Bruins. Only the Rebs won. Bruins lose 6-3 in Philly. Celtics lost in double overtime in New York, despite Jaylen Brown, 46 points, a career best coming off of COVID quarantine.
Wait, right. Ken, I think, going backwards, I don't think the Red Sox have lost Game 6 of an ALCS in my lifetime. Because Game 6, so 03 they won Game 6 at Yankee Stadium, before they won Game 6. 2007 they won Game 6 against the Indians. 2008 they won Game 6 against the Rays. 2013, Shane Victorino Grand Slam beat the Tigers. 2018, who do they play in the ALCS in 2018? Oh, they didn't get it. Was a 5 games, didn't have a game 6. Yeah, they haven't lost game 6 in my lifetime.
Curtis, you're the true baseball guy.
Here we go.
Baseball guy. We're calling Lou for. We got Curtis here.
NFL launches, what is it, week 7 now, right? Tonight, Browns and Broncos. We'll have it on Sports Radio WEI, 8 p.m. after Monday night.
Can
Case
you believe
Keenum in for Baker Mayfield.
Pats are getting ready to play Sunday, and it's like,
I know.
Whatever.
What do you mean?
Like, we're not even, like, talking about the Pats. They have fallen to a point where we're like, what's going on with this team?
Do you think it's because we're taking on the Jets?
No, I think because there's no, like, they're not 4-2, they're not in the hunt, there's no, like, where's the, like, positive storyline?
You have a baseball team that is in the ALCS fighting for their lives. I mean, that's what's going on.
Well, 2018, you won a World Series. I think we were talking about the Patriots.
I think it's because it's not that flashy of a game.
Curtis, you're the baseball guy and the football guy that we now know.
Well, I'm a hockey guy, really.
But doesn't it seem like even when the Red Sox are doing good, we still talk about the Patriots?
Yes.
And I kind of feel like...
I agree with Chris Curtis.
But I'm not saying the Red Sox flashy game. I'm saying Pats don't have a flashy game.
No, it's because Mac Jones is a bust.
I think that's what it is.
This is as dead as the Patriots have been in 20 years.
I've got to give congratulations to Chris Curtis, apparently.
That's what it seems like, man. Man, we are at the point where I hate to agree with Curtis, but he's right. It's like...
I'm not saying that as a knock on Curtis.
Stop.
Curtis says...
Stop it.
And 11 Chris years. Curtis, who doesn't know if a puck is puffed or stuffed.
Oh, dear. Come on, Dale. Hop on the bandwagon.
Curtis has your weather from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Weather Center.
Oh, you asked if I was ready before the Dale drops. Okay, we have 64 degrees in Boston and cloudy. Sunny afternoon high of 75.
And the weather brought to you by...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Empire Loan.
It's the Craig Hill Morning Show.
But what month is before November?
September. On WEEI.
It's a part of the new Wiggy revamp of the rejoins that went on yesterday.
The weekend's in that one.
Nah, that one ain't me.
Doja Cat's birthday, Greg.
Oh.
Courtney's a big Doja Cat fan.
Oh.
Yeah, I would have went with the one with her, Doja Cat, Nicki Minaj, and Megan Thee Stallion.
Not too familiar with Doja Cat. Probably not surprising to you.
Is Doja Cat still alive?
Oh, she is. Yep. She is alive.
This is Anthony. Anthony, good morning.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I never would have thought about this, but I got a random thought. That dude that sang Courtney that happy birthday song.
Yes.
At the end of it, she said her family member always says and many more.
Yes.
Is there like some kind of age cutoff? Because at some point, it's just mean. Like, if you have like an 85-year-old grandmother, do you just stop saying it? Or do you say like in a couple more? What's the rule there?
That is interesting. But my grandmother always would end it and many more exactly like he did. But you're right, Anthony. At some point, you probably got to cut it off.
My parents stopped saying it to me when I was 12.
Well, I mean, I felt like that guy, that was a very nice thing for that guy to do.
Yeah, very nice.
Some people were weirded out by it, but... I think it's a very nice thing. Sounded like a very nice guy.
I feel like, 21 is the last one you really celebrate.
Really?
Birthday. Yeah. Because then it kind of gets like you're celebrating your 30th birthday.
Well, you don't think older people should yes. celebrate?
Well, no, not like you should. Like your birthdays come, but like people have 30th or you know. And I'm not saying this.
Oh,
because
here we go.
You're
here we go.
It.
Here we go.
But
happy birthday to Dino.
16. 18, 21, and then after that, it's a birthday.
And then I think it's 30 and 50.
No, see, like after that, then it's just your birthday.
Well, wait, you don't think that it's right for Courtney, for Santo to be having a 30th?
Like birthday parties, yeah. Yeah. Her and him should probably do something special. That's cool. Celebrate.
Birthdays
I threw him a big 30th.
Yeah, it's like, really?
You're very critical of other people and the way they conduct their lives.
Yeah, I am critical about...
It must be nice.
I'm not... And Greg said birthday week. I'm not doing a birthday week. I think that's silly. That's a joke. But, like, I think, why not celebrate, you know, a big milestone in your life?
Oh, so why did... I think, like, a big milestone is your 16th birthday, 18, and then 21. And then after that, it's like... All right. We don't need to know that you're celebrating your birthday. Have
today is my half birthday.
What? Greg still celebrates when he's like 30 and a half?
Like, why don't you celebrate 35 then?
Because I think 30 is a big one. A lot of people think of 30 as like you are like a real, real adult. And I know you're an adult at 18 and then, you know, 21. We graduate college and then you're in the real world.
Now the age is like 40 when you get off your parents' cell phone plan and to get kicked out of your house. But yeah, 30 is that's a milestone.
Yeah, see, I'm like after 21. You know, just don't be one of those people that like, all right, you're turning 24. It's a birthday. Let's have a big birthday party. I just think that...
Oh,
you know,
no, I haven't had birthday parties, but, like, you go out to dinner, you do stuff
like
that.
Yeah, you and Santo, right, you celebrate.
Some close friends.
Oh, okay. Turns into a party.
Oh, well.
I mean, I think it's nice that Santo is having a big party for her.
But she said it wasn't a big party. She just
said
it's him and her.
No, I said for 24, 25. Like, I'm not having
not
a birthday party
It's like a destination party.
Oh,
Santo!
So it's just
Santo's
not you.
Throwing me a party, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's...
Yeah, Santo's throwing... Are you not invited?
No.
Santo!
I think that, like, you shouldn't have parties when after 21.
I think the issue is Wiggy was not invited.
No,
I'm going to have to talk to Santo.
No.
Wiggy, like, parties over everything. You're the center of the party every time I'm out.
Yeah, I don't mind parties, but I'm not, like, I don't want... To throw, like, I'm not having throwing myself, or I don't want somebody to throw me.
It's like a free night for people.
Yeah, I have free night anyways. We can party any day of the week. I always felt that way about people who were like, oh, yeah, it's my 35th birthday. We're throwing a big party. Why?
Yeah, I don't think it's good to accept gifts anymore after you're 30. Like, I feel like having people bring you something for your birthday is a little childish.
No, I think that
really?
It's...
Really?
Yeah, like, I don't want somebody to... Because then I feel like I have to get them a gift for their birthday, and I don't want to do that.
Happy birthday.
But there are some people who know... Everybody's birthday, and they're always, I don't know if they get it from Facebook or what, but they take pride in being the first person to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, like I'm not saying you shouldn't wish someone a happy birthday. That's great. I'm saying buy them gifts.
If I go to, if I'm going to Courtney's party, now I have, like Curtis says, I have to buy her
no,
something.
No, you don't. No.
But that's the obligation of
no,
it.
No, it is not at all. This
it's
is like at a club.
Yep.
Yeah, and you feel funny if you go empty-handed.
No, totally. No. Well, you shouldn't.
What?
You should not
so
at all.
If I'm having a birthday and I invite you to my birthday party, you wouldn't feel funny coming empty-handed?
No.
Really?
A texter wants to know if your issue is social media. Where people are sharing that it's their birthday. They relate to that.
Yeah, I think like, social media and just after 21, what are you celebrating? So why, if you're going to celebrate 30,
you're
why not?
You're celebrating that you've survived this cruel world for another year.
Yeah.
Like,
why not celebrate every year?
What's right? Yeah, there are some people who do celebrate every year.
Yeah, when you almost die like I did, you have to celebrate a birthday.
Right.
I mean, you're still alive.
Right.
Well, okay.
Happy birthday, Chris Curtis.
Thank you, Dale. And the other thing, Wiggy, is on your point, you're right. Because if Mrs. Wiggins is with you and you're driving to Courtney's birthday party and you don't have anything, she's not going to let you get there without something.
No.
She's going to be like, we need to bring something to
Courtney. Why wouldn't you get Courtney, your coworker, a gift? What's wrong with
I don't
that?
Need any gifts. I think it's very, like, Santo, I threw Santo a big 30th birthday with his parents.
Right.
Joint effort. We were at the Palm, then we went to Capo Basement.
Really?
And
like,
was,
did he have like a lot of friends there?
Yeah, tons of friends. It was open bar.
Did it come? He's 30.
Yeah.
What is he, 16? Is this like a sweet 16?
No.
My wife was Santo.
She was like, you want to celebrate like one of these? I'm like, no. Me and you will go out to dinner. I don't need a big, giant, you know.
Yeah, this texter is right. My birthday's coming up. I have a birthday registry. I've got it all set. Get me things.
Did you get him the big balloons with the 3-0?
I did get him those balloons, actually, for being honest. That was a little note from me.
Well, Wiggy, why are you so grumpy about people celebrating their birthday?
To me, it's like a look at me.
No.
That's what it is. It's like it's a look at me. Jeez. 21, all right, we all want to look at you. You can now drink. You're an adult. You're in the real world. It's good to go. Sweet 16. Everybody loves that as a kid. And then that's it. After 21, you're good. We don't need you to celebrate big birthdays more.
Was this from the guy who drove out to Foxborough to distribute 8x10s at the sports card place last week?
Yeah, but that was an event, though.
that was a look at me.
Wiggy, I agree with you mostly on this, but...
Come on, Curtis. Come on to the other side.
But when your daughter turns 30, you're going to throw her a huge party.
No, but my daughter is like... Right. My daughter's one of those people where every year she wants to celebrate. I'm like... Why? You just had a birthday.
But people are... So my mom is like that. My mom does not want anyone celebrating her birthday ever. She doesn't want any mention of it. My dad is the complete opposite and wants to celebrate every year for his birthday. And so he wants to do that for me, which is really nice.
My daughter's like that. Every year, it's like she got to do a bigger and better. I'm like, you're turning 25. It's not... And we did it big and bad for you, 24, 23, 22, 21.
So you're just cheap. That's
no, it has nothing to do with money. It's just like, all right, it's a look at me thing.
Happy birthday, bitch.
That's what I'm saying, big O.
Hello, Eddie.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Eddie?
This is the Courtney. She got to do her, right?
Yep.
She's going to do her and Wiggy.
Yo.
Stop telling everybody what to do. And as far as it's got to live your lives, well, it's a good thing. Some things to say, but as far as the Red Sox, they can't hit the changeup, the curveball, the slider.
Yeah.
How are we going to fix it, guys?
Maybe it's one of their birthdays coming up.
It was Alex Cora's birthday this week.
But I think Lou's right where this team, it's not a fix. It's just been the way this team has been this season, especially the second half of the season.
That's true. But the most unpredictable Red Sox team of our lifetime.
Yeah.
Unpredictable. And so you do. I mean, you have an excellent chance of winning tomorrow night based on pitching alone, right?
Totally.
You got your guy tomorrow night.
Got your guy.
So.
But you know that place is going to be absolutely rocking.
What, with the moonshots or whatever that stupid thing is?
Yeah, but what? So we're gonna say when it's at Fenway, it's electric.
It's another moon bomb. You know, NASA's located here in Houston.
That one hit Tupac.
Out of here with that nonsense.
Tupac's in the Belize.
But we're gonna play Kike saying that he loves
the crowd. The moon
landing
was 70 years ago. Like, get off it.
Why can't you celebrate?
And another moonshot. That one went lunar. Like, give me a break.
It's the moon land. It's like celebrating.
And you can kiss it goodbye.
Oh, God. Meanwhile, like your manager looks, he's got gloves on like he's doing some kind of proctology exam or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's weird. Especially
it's very
strange. The black latex.
It's weird.
Those are killer gloves.
I was reading up on it, though, and it has something. He had a cancer diagnosis like, back in the day, and it stems from that.
It does?
Oh, he can't touch nothing?
Well, that's what people said, that it started then, and it's kind of
so
just...
Does he always wear the black gloves?
I'll
tell you, he could commit a million crimes and not have to worry about nothing. Get none of his fingerprints.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.